Once again, we have your attention. The entire purpose of the videos that the old man, this savior of the world, this master teacher, this individual who has undergone a revelation through a devastating experience contained within his own memory patterns, is your willingness somewhere within the fabric of space-time to allow us to communicate. Say to me, miracles are moments of communication. Yes. That will be the beginning of the second hour of the video that we have entitled, How Will the World End? And as you remember in the first hour, we talked about the predetermination that we assess together, the idea that the world is nothing but our mutual intent to make it that. And that at any moment, through the auspices of a continuing alternative contained within the fabric of the continuity of time, we can decide among ourselves new associations of time that will give us happiness. One thing we know for sure in this healing mechanism, the decision to occupy this body and to remain in transition between the idea of separation and the entirety of universal mind is one that we can and are making in the sharing of the power of our minds to identify ourselves in objective associations of body form. This is our Course in Miracles, a systematic way to teach you to a revisioning of yourself in the particulars of self-identity that have held you in the bondage of the ideas of this world. We'd like to begin, if you'll go along now, with the idea that we're suddenly going to present to you in this entirety of association, the acknowledgement of self-responsibility. There's very little effort that can be acceptable to you in the fundamental premise of the teaching of miracle healing, unless somewhere within the factoring of your own mind you'll be willing to acknowledge that the teaching of the entirety of a whole mind is in regard to you accepting responsibility for what you're seeing, in order to understand yourself as causation. So what we do is we begin with the factoring that's contained as the fundamental reason and purpose for the Course. And also in chapter 21, the idea that you can employ a reasoning process where it will become increasingly obvious to you that available to you is a new continuum of time. Let's begin with the fundamental premise. Listen. The only thing that you need do for vision, happiness, release from pain, and the complete escape from sin, all to be given you. Say only this, but mean it with no reservation, for here the power of salvation lies. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Deceive yourself no longer that you are helpless in the face of what is done to you. Acknowledge but that you have been mistaken, and all effects of your mistakes will disappear. It is impossible the Son of God be merely driven by events outside of Him. It is impossible that happenings that come to him were not his choice. His power of decision is the determiner of every situation in which he seems to find himself by chance or accident. Why? No accident nor chance is possible within the universe as God created it, outside of which is nothing. Suffer, and you decided sin was your goal. Be happy, and you gave the power of decision to him who must decide for God along with you. What an incredible idea that if I can employ the practice of this miracle procedure not to decide, that the decision will already have been made. What a warm welcome these teachers of God are beginning to receive now as they go out with this Course in Miracles International into the world, teaching the immediacy of the availability of a choice within the concepts of the human species to decide anew each instant the factoring that he wants to prevail within his own mind. Very simply, a whole alternative that has always been available to you within your idea that you needed to suffer sickness and pain and loneliness and death. So here's our fundamental premise, and let's share it together just for a moment. I am a projection of the associations that are contained within your own mind. It is impossible I am not representing to you, with your willingness to accept it, a miraculous occurrence of a complete alternative available to you. This is particularly in the teacher's manual to the last lessons that we did. Remember, how is judgment relinquished? And the practice you have learned to employ when I begin to represent to you the harmony that can be evident in our mind associations with each other. There it was. At that moment, you decided to experience the peace and happiness of the true reality that is present with you within this continuum, despite the objections that are obvious within the matrix of effects in which the causation is no longer present. Continuing practice. This world was over a long time ago. All of the memory factors that you and I are beginning to share here and now are a part of the procedures of our own minds, contained within the faculty that expresses the species. The fundamental idea that life exists in temporal associations destined to begin and end with no particular perceptual observation of what came before or what will come after. The provision I am offering you through my revelation, through my moment of devastation, is the certainty that inherent in you by the mere identification of yourself as a human is a recognition of a moment before time began and after it's over. In our Course in Miracles, we call this a holy instant. And we are determined that you recognize with us that this world that lasted just for a moment and was over and gone, if you perceive yourself as lasting within this particular, will be only for that moment, so that it won't be necessary for you to sequence time in your own association. Very nice. So you were attracted perhaps to the idea of this video by the inquiry How Will the World End? And we'll begin to read just a little bit from this teacher's manual in order to give you a perspective of our certainty, first of all, that the world is already over, and in fact never was, and secondly, it will end when any of the accumulative particulars of your own conceptual choice decision decide you've had enough of this. I'm speaking to you, not the world. The defense of yourself that you just exercised in order to deny the responsibility for this world, all right, the protective devices that you used right at that moment were the manner in which you retained your body identity. The healing factor that I tried to share with you in this last hour was to show you the power of our minds to see ourselves momentarily as whole and perfect. Say that to me. It's a miracle. Yes. Now, the procedure of self-recognition cannot not include the peopling of ideas we have about relationships with each other in the cause and effect ideas that we occupy space-time together. Everyone that you're meeting within this continuum of association, you have peopled in order to participate in the drama originally constructed by you, in which you are now in an entirety of denial for the responsibility because of your refusal to share just that moment of guilt. Because that moment of guilt that has now been converted to a moment of joy was the entire requirement of this idea of how is this world going to end. Let's look together at how this world is going to end. Okay, look at me. Huh? This world is about to end. Does that make you happy? Does that make you fearful? Does that make you anticipant? Does that make you want to quick go out and complete little tasks that appear to be undone within our relationship? How will this world end? Stand by and listen to this. Can what has no beginning really end? The world will end in an illusion as it began. Yet will its ending be an illusion of mercy, the illusion of forgiveness, complete, excluding no one, limitless in gentleness, will cover it, hiding all evil, concealing all sin, and ending guilt forever. So ends the world that guilt had made, for now it has no purpose, and it is gone. The father of illusions is the belief that they have a purpose, that they serve a need or gratify a want. Perceived as purposeless, they're no longer needed. Their uselessness is recognized and they're gone. How but in this way are all illusions ended? They have been brought to truth and truth saw them not. It merely overlooked the meaningless. Now, that's what we read in the last hour. Now we're going to proceed with the idea that fundamentally within your space-time relationships, there is being born in you, in the fabric of self-identity, a savior who is yourself. He's an alteration of time contained not in the judgment that has contained you in the frequency of slow time, but in a continuing converting agency within the continuity of time. That when it comes into a full factoring of the drama that you're playing out within your individual relationship, the world will be over and gone. And for you, right there, not even within your own memory factor. I saw you look at me as what they term the master teacher, and begin to include this figure this old guy sitting with the old man, we call this, in with the possibility of a perspective within your own drama. You listen carefully. I am representing to you within your own mind the end of this world. In a particular way, when I presented this to you just a moment ago, you associated the end of the world with the end of you, and you called it death. I am standing with you at the moment of your demise, which in my mind is continuous each moment. You're born, you live, you die. You're born, you live, you die. Now, I've interrupted your cycle of the particulars of the fabric within your own mind. It's a whole amount. Why do you want to go through another death experience? You have sufficient knowledge concerning your perceptual self to vary in a great number of degrees your need to suffer along with your happiness. I am representing eternal happiness disconnected from your idea of space-time. How will the world end? Listen to this. Until forgiveness is complete, the world does have a purpose. It becomes the home in which forgiveness is born, and where it grows and becomes stronger and more all-embracing. Here is it nourished, for here it is needed. A gentle Savior, born where sin was made and guilt seemed real. Here is his home, for here there is a need of him indeed. Why? He brings the ending of the world with him. It is his call that God's teachers answer, turning to him in silence to receive his word. The world will end when all things in it have been rightly judged by the judgment of his converting mind. This world will end with the benediction of holiness upon it. When not one thought of sin remains, the world is over. It will not be destroyed. It will not be attacked. It will not even be touched. It will merely cease to seem to be. The idea that the miracle procedure that I intend as Master Teacher to demonstrate to you for these next 6 minutes. And our first half hour is moving very rapidly, isn't it? In the idea that you have come into this parameter of consciousness with me, and we are going to attempt to represent in what was previously our separate consciousnesses a mutual intent to share the entirety of the solution. There it was. A mutual intent. Turn and look at each other just for a minute. That won't hurt you. Can you do that? Look at that, at the association that's next to you. You know him very well within the particulars of your own drama. It's impossible, if this world is a projection of your own mind, that all of the peopling that has gone on out in your self-proclaimed drama of self-recognition contain anything that you do not know within the factoring of your own storytelling. What I'd like to have you share with me, if you would, as Master Teacher, is the idea that the greatest story that could ever be told within the idea of maintenance of pain and death within the moment that the schism occurred is the birth of a Savior who is present with us now, who matured in love and understanding and has been with us since time began, offering ourselves the certainty that we represent a single whole loving association together. We express this within the Christian tradition as the Christ being born in you. Perhaps the idea that you need be born again will take on a new focus of intention to you now, simply because what occurred at that moment in our correspondence was a movement from separation, from the idea of a mislocation, into a certainty that you and I together can share that saviorship, which cannot not be present with us now, within this time cycle. So we see together that the entire purpose of this Course in Miracles was to shorten the necessity for you to continue to seek solutions within the formulation of lateral time. Do you see that? Where every definition that you had of yourself was based on an old idea of memory about body form projected into the future, wherein you recognize me as another body form in this little meaningless world of dark light. In my revelation, in my ordeal, in my devastation, as I emerged as a teacher of God under the auspices of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I am available as a whole alternative in the idea that the works that I will perform by our mutual intent will share our individual saviorship. Are you listening? This world will be saved through you. There is no other possibility. Through a moment of the recognition of each other in the shared guilt of the idea that we are separate. Forgiveness. Let's practice a little bit. Oh, whatever you thought you had done, whatever you think your associations are within your own factoring of memory, you are forgiven. And the reason that you are forgiven is that all of your sins are no longer present within this aggregation of time. So you need not distinguish through sacrifice or judgment which sin needs to be remitted and which retains, because I am representing to you the wholeness of a moment. This is where how the healing is accomplished. We're going to take a break in a minute or two, and then we'll come back and we'll share together the end of the world, because in our mutual recognition that there is no world, okay, we will remember together that we're actually back in heaven. The instructions that you gave me within this factor of time were to inform you at this space and in this time that your time and space are up. What a better way to factor the end of the world, if you are the causation of this world, in simply recognizing together the love and wholeness and joy that we now experience as we escape the bondage of pain and death that previously constituted ourselves in relationship with body form. This world lasted but a moment in our minds, with no effect on eternity. And so is it gone, and all the ideas we had about it are no longer with us. We are enjoying momentarily a provision of saviorship that allows those who still continue to suffer to be healed and whole at the direction of the power of your mind, with a very fundamental admission that you are the Savior of this world. Okay? We'll end the first half hour. Say to me, I'm the Savior of this world. How simply this world is going to end then, isn't it? It will end with the recognition of your power of mind to change your mind about what you want to see out there. At that moment, this world simply collapses and no longer exists. I can see that you're seeing it. We see lights now springing up all around the world with the great lesson that we did. When I am healed, I am not healed alone. And that will be a part of the procedure in which we recognize that indeed this world is over. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, very simply because God is the mind with which we think. I'll be back in just a moment. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. What a joy you're experiencing. This is one of the old traditions of freedom of the mind was always to represent that this is the last day. Most human conceptual minds have shared the idea that if the world is going to end tonight, I might as well enjoy myself. The problem that obviously you had with that, and I'm speaking now of celebrants who are known very well to us within the procedures of the happy idea that it's our birthday, for example, and we've survived another year, and we're going to celebrate the advent of the time that we were born and came into this world. And in that particular sense, we are acknowledging the inevitability of our demise. Can you look at that with me there, birthday girl? How old are you today, birthday? You're 7 years old. 70 years. You don't look a day over 65. 60? 50? 30? Remember this with me. Please share this with me. Each time within the illusion of sequential time, you establish yourself within a frame of the body. You remain dedicated to the idea that you are a body. And if indeed you are a body, it is impossible that the organization of your memories will not include the ideas that you are here to represent yourself as that body, observe other bodies within your own objective association, identify them within the procedure of the drama of sequential time that you act out, and be annihilated. Here I am telling you, your time of annihilation is at hand. Why am I certain that this is true and necessary? Because the moment of devastation that lasted just for that instant is where all of the idea of space-time began. Each moment you are reliving within the factor of your idea of sequential time that moment of terror that took the place of eternal life. So within the procedure of your human condition, and now I'm going to represent the old man for a minute with you. Up until this moment, you have been thinking of yourself as a body occupying a space in time that justifies the protection, including the need to sacrifice enough to sustain yourself, but still a space-time location that justifies the limitation that you're imposing on yourself at this moment in correspondence with me, even as your teacher, to remain established within the very slow time particulars of your mind. In our Course in Miracles, through practice, through mind training, you have learned to momentarily release the defenses of cause and effect that you previously protected yourself within in order to maintain a parameter of light form that did not allow you to see the universe that's actually all around you. For whatever reasons, and certainly including the frustrations that you're feeling with what's going on in this apparent continuum of time today, you have decided deep within you that there's got to be another way, another solution. The moment you expressed your desire for it, it was present with you. Are you listening? It was always present with you. This is our story about the Savior who was born here, matured here, underwent transfiguration of his body, resurrected, and remains with us now to demonstrate that sequence of time which cannot not be available to you through the continuity of expressed reasonableness of the argument of the conceptual mind that it's impossible that you not be whole and perfect as you were constructed within the universal mind, so that you can begin to see with me that all of your arguments about the retention of that cancer, the retention of the necessity for you there, you 50-year-old, to continue to deteriorate and tread your way along the idea of the sequentiality contained within this little advent of schism or apparent separation, where suddenly I'm here within your mind, demonstrating to you as a teacher of teachers your responsibility to assume a faculty of converting agency within the individual power of your mind to change this world and all of the particulars that previously represented your idea about yourself. So how is this world going to end? Let's share it together. Let's share the idea that this is the time and place that we have chosen to allow it to occur, since the world is only here because of our expressed need to hold within ourselves the idea of fear of loss of a world that is actually already over. You imagine that? Can you imagine that I'm offering you my certainty that it's impossible for you to lose? What a beautiful reference from Master Teacher through Jesus was the idea of sacrifice and the description of how you retain in your own association with yourself the necessity to suffer in order to be happy, to lose in order to gain, all contained within the fabric of your own self-identity, now being momentarily displaced by the whole you, that's standing right next to you. This whole you, that whole you, as a converting agency in the healing factor of my mind, I see you only as whole and perfect. Are you listening? This is the procedure that Jesus employed in his short time on earth when he performed miraculous healings and simply said to the association, "Go and sin no more. I did not heal your disease. I healed you in the entirety of you through the power of God that I express in the certainty of our singular brother." What a privilege it is for me, through the auspices of the Christ mind, to be allowed to instruct you from my own revelatory certainty that we are, what? sharing a single self. The idea that there would actually be separate cells, okay, that could share a single source and not recognize each other is the insanity of sequential time. All you really learn from me in this procedure of conversion is that the continuity of time is going on simultaneously in all light reflections, whether dark in the idea of potential or extending in the certainty of creative reality, are all only within your own mind. So, how will the world end? As you change your mind. And my faculty is to help you to do it, to perform it. Not as a doing of yourself, but as an undoing of what was actually over a long time ago. Listen. So, it will not be destroyed, nor attacked, not even touched. It will merely cease to seem to be. Listen, certainly this seems to be a long, long while away. I've heard conceptual minds say that the world, which is now 10,000 million years old, the universe, and the Earth is going to exist for another 12,000 million years. It's going to remain objective within the idea of sequential time. And here you are, representing yourself as a human being, trapped, okay, in a cycle of time that appears to last forever. I'm showing you a manner, I'm going to expose this to you, in the idea of the curvation of space. This is one of the great theoretical physicists' ideas, that gravity, the intensity of the power of God, curves space. Of course, it's true. How would it not? Any idea of application of a circle or an idea of returning to your original source could not be a part of the procedure that we employ to remind you that you always end up back exactly where you started, so that the energy of conversion within the universal form, that is, that's being applied in the event horizon, no matter how long you occupy yourself in the defense of this universe, this expanding universe that you resist, you always end up back exactly where you started. Was that part of this lesson? Sure, listen. Certainly this seems to be a long, long while away. When not one thought of sin remains, appears to be a long-range goal indeed. But listen, time stands still and waits on the goal of God's teachers. Not one thought of sin will remain the instant any one of them accepts atonement for himself. I might as well attempt to explain exactly what that meant to you. There's a fundamental premise, first of all, that the location that appears to be evident within the astronomical idea, first of 13,000 million years, and then of 100 billion light years with trillions of galaxies, has no particular reference, nor can it be seen within the relationship that identifies yourself as a human being. Yet your capacity to measure cannot exclude the idea of the complete relativity of space-time associations with the factoring of the mind that I'm offering it. In a particular sense, the alien thought I'm offering you is not within the perspective of your space-time association at the speed of light. Okay, I am teaching and offering to you, within the course we call this holy instances, the idea of quantum identity, where the space-time, the cause and the effect, okay, are not separate from each other, because indeed they're not. The fundamental religious idea that there's nowhere where God ends and the sun begins. And your idea that you are somehow separate from your creative source and are in the particulars of the utilization of the power of the universal, eternally extending mind of God is what space-time is. The manner in which you're hearing this conceptually obviously doesn't really concern me, because the solution that I'm offering you is contained within your own mind, and as is being demonstrated now by your momentary recognition that time itself is not sequential. So what did this say in this lesson? Time stands still. Can you see that? I took one look at you. That's all I had to do. And then my time stood still. There we are. I looked at you. You looked at me. Say to me, we were destined to meet. Well, of course. If you'll accept the fundamental idea that I'm a peopling within your own mind, it's impossible that we are not destined to meet. I should read you a little bit about chapter 13. How about each individual peoples his own containment with ideas about himself and therein justifies the idea of his separation? Okay? So there's no question that you have peopled me. So, when I deny to you your need to suffer pain, to lose, to be lost somewhere in the sequential idea that time is actually passing, I'm a threat to the security that you feel in your need to exterminate yourself. Are you listening to me? Anything that has an idea of beginning cannot not have an idea of ending. Are you listening? Shall I tell you how I really see you? You neither begin nor end. One in space-time is absolutely meaningless to you. What's important in our procedure is zero. What's important in our procedure is your recognition that within the space-time continuum, the power of universal mind is zero. Not negative, not less than God or more than God, but the simple realization that you cannot within your own body form exclude yourself from the entirety of the love of God. How will this world end? It just did. That's the happiness that you're feeling in the release of the burden of carrying all of this space-time around with you. What does our Master Jesus say? My burden is light. Will you share this with me? If you give to me within your own conceptual idea about yourself, I'll be the old man for a minute, Master Teacher. If you give me the suffering, the burden you have in your own self-identity about yourself, I will show you another self that you also are. That's the self that we're sharing in our mutual Christhood, who identifies us through the Holy Spirit. In the physics, we call this the tachyon field of energy that recognizes the entirety of our illusion or the idea that we're separate. There it ended again. Do you see? There it ended again. Say to me, it looks to me like you're practicing living one day at a time. How about 1 hour at a time? How about 1 minute at a time? You want to look at me? You'll end up with 1 second at a time. This is the miracle healing. And since you're only going to last for that second, it's impossible for you to be sick. Shall I be the old man with you for a minute? Ask me how old I am. Statistically, within this arrangement of space-time, I'm 76. 76, what is that, trombones or years? I'm 76 trombones old. You have strange ideas about what constitutes a year. You divide it up into space-time procedures and actually believe that you're occupying that body. I am demonstrating to you in a very lucid, light fashion that I am not 76 years old, very simply because there's no such thing as 76 years old. There's no body that's 76 any more than there's a body that's 21 or 50 or 60 or 40. All you could possibly say about the body that you're maintaining within the procedure of sequential time is that it's over. What a sad situation to be trapped in sequential time and to believe that you actually occupy that body and can get old and can die. Your fundamental acceptance that here and now is when you escape time has been enhanced very simply by a procedure of forgiveness, where we no longer try to decide who's right or wrong about this. We no longer apply the idea of judgment in order to justify the aging process and therefore attempt to apply remedy to the inevitability of our termination. I am showing you at this instant that you are being terminated. Okay. At no single moment does your body exist at all. It's always anticipated within the factoring of the molecular association of form that would allow you to see me as a 76-year-old when I'm demonstrating to you my certainty of the conversion of the illusion of our shared body forms that express the youth and vitality of you and I at this moment, falling in love. The teaching of the miracle procedure through my Savior, Jesus Christ, are to teach you that through forgiveness, through compassion, through your need to help your brother, you share a love that includes all of the memory factoring of your own continuity of time when, in fact, we did share moments of love. Practice. It's impossible to meet a stranger. Say it. Yeah. It's impossible that you are not formulating me in your own mind in regard to the joy that you feel, the sadness, the hatred, the depression you feel about yourself in sharing me with this world. I am refusing to accept your parameter of limitation that you have imposed on yourself in order to remain within that frame. I am opening for you a vista of light that has penetrated the containment of yourself within body form. This is miraculous healing. Say to me, spontaneous remission. There's all sorts of conceptual minds that say that's impossible for that to occur. And of course it is impossible for it to occur within their frame because they continue to isolate themselves in the idea that this carbon and hydrogen and oxygen that formulates them in this nitrogen cloud is actually what they are. And I've denied it to you. And since I'm a factor within your own mind, it's impossible that you did not instruct me to do so. I ask only that you accept at this time from my mind to yours that we represent through the power of God a new communication, a covenant, an agreement that we made with each other somewhere in space-time that we would perform this act of healing. I'm an historic figure. They call me the master teacher. I'm representing to you as a teacher of teacher your inborn responsibility as the savior of this world to begin to declare it forgiveness and love through the power of your mind, because the power of your mind is what the universe is. And this procedure allows us first to look through the idea of dark light that previously represented our separation and see together that we are surrounded by a light factor of instantaneous conversion. So how is this world going to end? It just did. It just did again. And the happiness that you're feeling are the idea that perhaps, with your permission, I'll stay within this parameter of consciousness where you have begun to accelerate your idea of conversion so that we can share together the assignment that was given us to recognize each other in this space and in this time through this miracle, through this Course in Miracles of the change of our minds. I'll see you in just a moment. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we're thinking and sharing this power of love. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone.